Chapter 16, A Correspondence. The next day, when it was time for recess, Israel stopped at Bat's desk instead of going outside with the rest of the class and asked, "Hey Bat, do you want to play Foursquare or something?" "No," said Bat. He was still sitting at his desk. "No, you don't want to play Foursquare?" "No, I don't want to play anything," Bat answered. All the other kids had left the classroom, and Bat really wanted Israel to leave too, so that he could talk to Mr. Grayson in private. But Israel kept standing there like he was waiting for something. "Well, do you want to go outside, or just not play anything?" "No," said Bat, "I don't." Israel stood next to the door for a moment longer, sort of smiling, like he was waiting for Bat to say something more. But what could he be waiting for Bat to say? In his head, Bat ran through the list of things that he was supposed to remember to say to people. "Excuse me," "I'm sorry," "please," "may I," "thank you." "Thank you," Bat said. "Okay," said Israel, and he shrugged, and then finally he left. After Israel was gone, Bat went up to Mr. Grayson's desk. Mr. Grayson had a stack of their current events assignment in front of him, and he was making comments on each one in a green felt-tipped pen. "Mr. Grayson," Bat said, "I need your help." Mr. Grayson put the cap on his pen and set it down. "I'm all ears," he said. That was a funny expression, and for a second, Bat pictured Mr. Grayson made entirely of ears, with ears for eyes and an ear for a nose and two tiny rows of little ears for teeth. "Well," said Bat, "let me tell you about Thor." And then Bat told Mr. Grayson everything about the skunk kit, about how Mom had brought him home after his mother had died, about how he drank puppy formula because there is no skunk formula, about how he went to the bathroom and how he needed to eat every 2 hours, and how when Mom first brought him home, he was almost all pink, but now his black fur was starting to grow in, and most of all, how Bat loved him. "He sounds pretty great," Mr. Grayson said. "Yes," said Bat. "He is more than pretty great. He is all the way great. So how can I help you, Bat?" "There's a world skunk expert named Dr. Jerry Dragoo. I want to ask his advice about something. It's important." "Okay," said Mr. Grayson. He pushed the stack of papers to one side and pulled his laptop from his satchel. He opened it and logged on. That was one of the great things about Mr. Grayson. If you said you needed help, he just helped without a lot of annoying questions. "There's only one Dr. Jerry Dragoo," said Mr. Grayson. "He's a professor at a university. We can write him an email if you want. That's his email address, right there." Could it really be this easy? Could Bat really just write to the skunk expert? Bat liked to send emails. He sent emails every month to his grandmother, who lived in Idaho, because he hated talking on the phone. Emails gave you time to think. "Okay," said Bat. "What do you want it to say? I can type for you." Mr. Grayson clicked on his email icon and typed in the address. "That's all right. I like to type," said Bat. Mr. Grayson let Bat sit in his chair. Bat typed, "Dear Dr. Jerry Dragoo." Mr. Grayson said, "You can just write Dear Dr. Dragoo. People don't usually use a person's first and last name when they start a letter. People don't usually have a name as cool as Dr. Jerry Dragoo." Mr. Grayson laughed. "Can't argue with that." Bat went on, "My mom brought home a baby skunk. She is a vet, and she had to help him be born. His mother died, but she didn't have any diseases, and neither does he. His name is Thor. I want to keep him as a pet, because I know I can be a good pet caretaker. Even if I can't keep him forever, I want to at least keep him until he goes back home to the wild, not give him to the skunk rescue people. Please write back and say I can, so I can tell my mom that a world skunk expert says yes. Then she will probably let me keep him. Is that okay?" Bat asked. Mr. Grayson didn't answer right away, so Bat turned to look at him. Mr. Grayson's face was squinched up like he was trying not to laugh, or maybe like he was going to cry. "Mr. Grayson?" Bat asked. "What's wrong?"
"Nothing is wrong, Bat. That's a very nice email. I will be interested to hear what Dr. Dragoo says."
"Me too," said Bat. At the end of the email, he typed, "Sincerely, Bixby Alexander Tam. People call me Bat."